T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to Armando Salguero, Miami Herald Dolphins writer and Radio.com insider. Good morning, Armando. How are you?
Buenos dias.
Hey, Armando.
Good morning, Joe.
That's it. Yeah. Now he got you.
There he goes again on me. Hey, Armando. Rashad Jones back yesterday. Three and a half, whatever it was. Seems like he wants to be here, saying all the right things, and wanted to stay away to get healthy. What were your thoughts on Rashad's comments?
Well, so it's good that he's back. It's good that he's learning the new defense. It's good that he and new coach Brian Flores have a line of communication, because frankly, Rashad's line of communications with Matt Burke last year was frazzled at best. So that's good. But I got to tell you, there's several players on the Dolphins who are nursing injuries and who are rehabbing from surgeries. And they're doing it with the team. So the idea that since I have to rehab an injury, I have to be away from the team, that's just flawed. That's not true.
I just wonder, Brian Flores, how much you think it bothered him coming in, new coach, and he's the only one. And we all know it's voluntary, but that he didn't go to any OTAs. How much you think that bothered the head coach?
It bothers every head coach, Joe, whenever, and especially new head coaches. You don't think Adam Gase was freaking out that Le'Veon Bell stayed away the entire offseason and just now showed up to minicamp because he has to? It bothers coaches, but the thing is, the NFL has made it very plain and clear to them, you can't do anything about it. Those are the rules. You can't compel players to show up. It's voluntary. And if you act like they're doing something wrong, the union is going to, you know, bow its back on their behalf, and you're going to be in trouble. So just play the long game instead of being upset publicly. Be upset privately if you want, but you can't do it publicly.
Do you believe they're trying to trade him while we're on this Rashad Jones? Do you believe, I guess Barry had an article, do you think the team is trying to trade him?
I wrote before the draft that the Dolphins, if anyone wanted to come to them with a trade that they thought would be smart, they would do it. And let's understand why. Everybody loves the fact that Rashad is a very good player right now. But he's 31 years old, Joe. They're not going to go to the Super Bowl this year.
No.
Bulletin. They're not going to the Super Bowl. They're not going to the playoffs either, by the way.
No.
And so what is he going to bring that's going to change the arc of the franchise this year or maybe next year even when he's 32 years old? Well, nothing. They missed the playoffs with Rashad last year.
But you wouldn't just give him away, would you?
I wouldn't give him away,
there,
but I do understand this. If we come to a point where I can save significant money against the cap by not having him, and that happens next year, not this year, then I'm thanking him and moving him, because, frankly, the $7 or $8 or $9 million that I can save is two or three younger players in their 20s who will be with the team in 2023, 2024, 2025, when they are competing for the playoffs.
Armando, speaking of those years, the competing for playoffs years that you just had mentioned, you saw a lot of good building blocks. I read the article, and you're seeing some good things. It's the small victories. It's the small wins right now for this team. You are seeing some good and positive stuff out there from the young guys, right?
Yeah. So Christian Wilkins is, you know, he's working with the first team, right? And that's good because he's a first-round draft pick and he needs to be a starter, especially on a team that needs front seven guys. So Christian Wilkins will be a starter for the Dolphins this year at some point, and he will rotate in and out like everybody else will. And it's just that. He is one of the best three defensive linemen on the team right now. That's a lot. That's saying a lot when you consider that he's been with the team, what, 5 weeks? So that's a plus. You know, Minka, he's going to be a starter. That's a young guy that's a starter. He's a starter now. That's good. We'll see if he learns as well in this system as he did in the last system. There are other young guys that you look at, and they're trending upward. Michael Dieter, who's the third-round pick, he's going to get a chance to start. They're working him on both sides of the line, right and left, which suggests to you that he's advancing because they started him out on the left side and they wanted to keep him there until they were comfortable that he knew his assignments there. So now they're using him on both sides. What does that tell you? Well, he passed the first hurdle. He passed the first test. There's several of those guys that are younger. Those are the guys that I'm looking at. God bless the 30-year-olds, the 29-year-olds, but again, this is a franchise that's pointed toward the 2020s. 2019 is not it.
Yeah. Hey, Armando.
Not about this year.
Let me ask you about Jesse Davis moving to right tackle a little bit. Do you think one of the other three guys that have been playing right tackle will be that, and you believe Jesse will be the starting right guard, or how will that play out?
I know that they're trying to get the best guy there. I know that they signed Jordan Mills because Zach Stirrup wasn't what they expected and hoped that they would be taking into a game. I got news for you. Jordan Mills is not what you expect and hope to take into a game either. There's a reason why Jordan Mills was available to all 32 teams in May. And that reason is he's not that good. He has stretches where he's fine, and just when coaches start to believe in him, he'll have that two-sack allowed game. Or in that, you know, key third down in the game, after playing 60 good snaps, he'll break down on that one key snap and change the course of the game. That's the problem with Jordan Mills, the inconsistency. And it's one of those troubling inconsistencies because coaches start to believe in him, and then the dagger.
Armando, how concerned are you now with all that said, with this offensive line the way it looks now, and with going forward, maybe picking up a guy if somebody does get cut or whatever, but right now, how concerned are you with this O-line?
I'm not concerned about nothing, Zach.
Well, that's
it's
good.
It's 2019, brother.
Develop.
Okay.
So, I'm not worried about a thing. And fans, from what I understand, are not worried about a thing because they understand. They're smart. They know that whatever, you know. I mean, I think I start to worry if they win six games again or if they win seven games again. And now they're drafting number 15 or number 16 and they can't get into the top, you know, one, two, or three because they were mediocre again. That would concern me. Concern me about being bad? I think that's the point this year.
You know, it's funny you said that, and because I was going to ask you a reaction you're getting through social media, because the things I hear, I'm not a social media guy, but when people talk, they're going, hey, man, I just wanted to tell you, I don't know you that well, but I'm glad we're done with Ryan Tannehill, man, and we're clean house on some guys to start over. We really need to do it. And I've heard from people I was actually surprised by. Like, they do understand that there's a rebuilding and they're cool with it. They want to see some different faces in there. Have you heard that too? A lot of it?
You know, Joe, fans in South Florida get a bad rap for being bad fans, and we're a bad sports town, and this is terrible. We suck. We don't stay till the final minute of a 12-point blowout at the Heat game. We don't show up to the Marlins in 30,000 people groups, and with the Dolphins, we're upset that they're mediocre. I believe that South Florida sports fans are smart. They understand. They don't go to the Marlins because the Marlins have killed them over and over and over again for a couple of decades now with the, we're going to go cheap thing. They know that the Heat doesn't have the big three anymore.
Nope.
They understand that the Dolphins have been mediocre on a path to no championship while telling you we're only one player away. They know these things. And so now they're understanding, hey, they're trying something new. They're open to that.
Yeah. All right, Armando, I got to ask you this just because it's been not just in our show in the last couple of days, but in the last couple of weeks. I know you're an advocate for everything that goes on with the wrong reasons for Cuba and everything that happened. And we had someone down here who wrote that they went there and then had a good time, and everyone who's talking about Cuba is wrong. This is not the situation. How much did that infuriate you? Because I know you're an advocate for that, and anyone who does bring that up, you kind of straighten them out or tell them the real truth. How much did that bother you? I've known you for a long time. I kind of saw you a little pissed off on Twitter.
Zach, I wouldn't say I was pissed off. It's just the ignorance of it all that's kind of stupid. And I don't blame people for being ignorant. I really don't. I feel like it's my bad that I haven't educated them to what is the reality. And anyone really who lives in South Florida and believes that things are really good in Cuba, when people are, jumping into the ocean on rubber rafts to get out, where doctors become doctors in Cuba and then it becomes slave labor abroad, they don't understand where people are living, hand to mouth, and they have to line up in 100-degree heat for 3.5 hours to get a bag of rice once a month. I mean, anybody that tells you things are good because they went to a tourist area and they got sucked in by the government propaganda, then, God bless them, but they're ignoramuses.
No, I know it bothered you. I saw it, and I don't mean bother. I'm just saying I know that it came up as a topic, and I know that you always get it.
The thing about it is you don't hear people that live in Cuba say this. You know why? Well, number one, they're not allowed to have an opinion. Number two, very rarely do they have internet. Number three, they're too busy trying to live the day and survive the day to get into a debate about how sucky it is to be there because they'd rather not be there.
Wow.
Yep. That's it.
All right, Armando. Sure, we got that. I think you've spoken.
That's it.
We obviously have heard about a guy's vacation. So anyway, thank you so
Plenty.
Much.
Yeah.
Armando, thanks for coming on this morning. We appreciate it.
All right, man. My pleasure.
Okay. Thank you, Armando. That was Armando Salguero, Miami Herald, Dolphins writer and Radio.com insider. Yeah.
You had to.
I told you I would.
All right.
Not trying to stir anything
up.
I'm a journalist. That was my graduation from journalism school right there. The J school at UF. There you go.
He asked that question to Armando, so now he's a journalist.
I feel so
You're
good
still
now.
Not a journalist.
I might type him up a journalism diploma
Thank
here.
Thank you.
You
we,
should. You just graduated. That was nice.
Thank you.
We got.
I feel good. Hollywood's on my side. You realize
he just
what
got
that's
closer.
Like?
He just got closer.
Well, I texted
You're
him
right.
during the interview. I was like, you need to ask.
He did.
All right.
I poked him a little bit.
You can join us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line 560-22. We're going to have Ryan Fitzpatrick join us here at the end of the 9 o'clock show. Plus, we're going to jump all over your text messages on the text machine.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
The 29th. COVID-19 hurricane season, not football, has arrived. And once again, WQAM is combining with the team at CBS4 to bring you extensive coverage. From watch to warning to landfall to recovery. Keep it tuned to WQAM for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Hurricane coverage on QAM is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT impact windows and doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from CBS4 and AM 560 and 96.5 FM HD2 WQAM.
Hopefully we just have scares and nothing more. Just where it starts towards us like it always does, 2,000 miles out.
Yeah.
And then it starts to, you know, go left, right. Nothing against anybody else in the United States, but selfishly, I'd like to have one more year off of scares.
It'd be nice.
50, 60 mile an hour. We just, catch the very, very outside of it. Hey, you can join us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. Zach, what do we got coming in?
All right. Hold on. It just said I've been logged off due to inactivity. Here we go. All right, Joe, for the first time ever, I've turned your show off. Zach is an ass, and it's unfortunate that nobody can have a different opinion than you. Oh, okay, there you go. So that wasn't fair questioning, Zach. You didn't even ask Armando about the fat people that the person saw out there. Yours. Omar, okay. I hate Omar, but he's right. Bleep Armando and Omar, too. Here we go. After all that, this is what's going on the text machine right now. More Cuba stuff. Way to go, Armando. That's how you put ignorant Omar in his place. Thanks to Armando for setting the scene correctly. Great response by Armando. That's everything off the question, and that's it. Literally the last 60 or 70 texts are all about that, so I'm going to go down a little bit so we can get some
maybe
actual
we ought to do
stuff.
Like just 10 or 15 minutes on vacation or not, Cuba.
It's unbelievable.
Right?
It really is unbelievable. Here we go. The Marlins explanation is completely opposite of what was reported time after time after time. Once the ownership changed, everyone was going to start going to the games. Don't you remember that? Yeah, we heard that.
I don't remember anybody was going to go to the games. Yeah. Where did that? That's been a concern for Derek Jeter.
Okay.
Although I do think if you were to ask Derek Jeter, he thought once Sampson and Lurie were out, he was going to draw better, no matter what he put out there. But all the goodwill that he had when he bought the team, when he got rid of all the stars, he lost everything plus.
Correct. Correct. Here we go. Sounds like Jordan Mills has that Ryan Tannehill disease. Damn. Okay.
Listen, man, Armando say what he wants. There's a good chance he's going to start some games if he plays well.
Right. Okay, Armando needs to stop trying to devalue Jones. We all know this is a business, so does Jones. Stop hating.
I think he realized you can't give him away, right, through all that and whatever. And he was talking about building for the future. And obviously, he's not going to be down the road when this thing starts to get turned around. But as far as now, the only thing is, Brian Flores wants to win games.
Correct.
Brian Flores is not like, you know, hey, I mean, Brian Flores, he'd love to go 7-9.
Of course.
And I agree, like, oh, no, we might have won too many games, but we're not quite good enough. That 7-9 is the biggest kiss of death to me in the NFL.
Yep.
Just short, a couple of spots short of the playoffs, 8-8-2.
Yep.
And you're going, hey, what a year, man. God. Coach Flores did a great job. They coached up and got that many wins. And you're going, yeah, but we're missing a lot of guys in that draft.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You don't want to be stuck in the middle with
so
your team's
torn.
Not that good.
You're
yeah.
torn in that situation.
8-8's what Green Bay gets when they lose a couple guys and they don't make the playoffs, but they still have a pretty good team. 8-8's not what you want as a Dolphins team when you're still trying to build. That's the difference.
You want as many, at least a chance at as many high draft players you can. First round, second round, you want to be, you know, if you need help, you want to hire picks. That's why the draft's set up the way it is. Then you got to hit on them.
Joe, the French Open got their dream matchup. Nadal and Federer in the semis. Should be a great match. Federer has been lights out so far. That's Rafa in Miami. Another guy said you said the match was Thursday, but they believe it's Friday. But I don't know. I think I kind
of
believe
you. No, it's
more
a couple of days. It's a couple of days. It
so
is a couple of days.
I think someone said
out.
It was Friday.
No, it is Friday. Yeah, okay. You know what? I saw that because they were talking about Fed having an extra day off. Which, by the way, is weird. I've never seen him get the extra day off. Mm. But he's right.
Yeah. How about this? Adam Gase has to deal with the salary cap issues his entire time down here with the Dolphins. That's why he cares about the salary so much in New York.
Okay. You're giving Adam Gase the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Guy is, yeah.
Of a guy that saw an opportunity to control a lot of things.
How about this one, Joe? Duke Johnson. Let's get him down here to Miami. I feel like Duke Johnson and Kenyon Drake looked at each other in the mirror. It's close to the same guy.
I think they looked into Duke. I would not be surprised if they looked to see what the Browns wanted for Duke Johnson. I think he's got value. I think some teams, as a pass-receiving running back, he's really good. The problem is we got a really good pass-receiving running back. Kenyon Drake is really good coming out of the backfield, and he's got a gear that Duke Johnson doesn't have. Mm. That's all.
Yeah, that's it. Let's see what else. Can we start the petition to change back the Dolphins logo? The San Diego Chargers did it a couple years back. Why can't we?
We got Kenny Stills working on that right
now.
He is. Kenny's working on the owner, man. That got back to him quickly.
Yep. Let's see what else we have. More Omar Armando stuff. Let me go past that. What's up with the Brazilian defensive end? Oh, yeah, the guy that they signed over. Do we see any him at camp or anything?
Yeah.
He's going to be a guy people are talking about,
that
right?
It's a nice story. It's a crazy story. He's a big, athletic guy. I'm curious to see. Won't know till he puts pads on to see what he looks like. But, yeah, that's kind of a cool one to see how it plays out for a guy that hasn't been playing football his whole life nor against very good competition.
Yeah. See how he does.
And now you're going, all right, you're jumping right up to the big leagues.
Stop the presses, Joe. Marlins in the streak. Wow, what about that? Yeah. Streak of winning a lot more games than they're losing right now.
It's a hell of a story. Like, nobody thought they were going to go at any point this year 12-5 in their last 17 games. And I was wondering if they scored 34 runs in three games.
Hmm. Someone, how about this? One superstar can take you to the finals, NBA finals, and maybe even win it all, as evident by the Raptors' run right now. That being said, are the Raptors a better team with Kawhi than the Heat right now would be with Kawhi? Same rosters? Guess the guy's asking if the Heat would be in the finals right now in the East if Kawhi was on the team.
You may find this crazy. I think Toronto's got much better supporting cast than the Miami Heat.
Yeah, that's not hard to say. I mean, who's the second best player? If Kawhi was on the Heat,
he's really good.
He is. Well, okay, so I wasn't even going to go with him necessarily being the second best. I would even go maybe with Lowry at times. Where are those two or three guys for the Heat? That you could, they're, you know.
Honestly, it's not even close.
No.
Nothing against the Heat, but
no,
Toronto's Baca, I mean, they got some good players. You're not getting the finals because of one guy.
How about this? Why would you say you don't know how Golden State can win without Thompson, Curry, Draymond, and Boogie? They're the 1B, second, and third best players on the court when they play tonight. So 1B, so Curry would be the 1B, and then, okay.
I just think they need more than Draymond's hustle and limited scoring.
They could win if Clay plays, right? If
Clay plays and he can play it, if he's going to play, I guess he's got to be well enough to score. But Boogie has been he's just been out of basketball a long time. He still looks rusty, even though he played a lot better this last game. But yeah, he doesn't look like he's in tip top basketball scoring shape.
No, you're right with that. All right, 560-22 is the Kendall Toyota West Kendall Toyota text line. If you have anything else to say in the text machine outside of Omar and Armando stuff, that would be great. Dolphins fans are like Knicks fans. We're so trained and conditioned to losing, we can't get anything right. Tank for luck, nothing. We got nothing right. Okay, there you go. Dolphin fans or Knicks fans?
Problem is we didn't. The Colts' backup quarterback was awful the year of the Peyton Manning. He went down.
You know, remember the quarterback?
Put him in. No.
Curtis Painter.
He was painting bad.
Curtis Painter was the guy that year.
Man, was he bad.
He was really, really bad.
That was brutal.
Philosophy needs to change with the current team. 8-8 is a good sign. When you win with young players and a new coach, I want them to win as many games as possible. I also want Rosen to succeed. Tua doesn't guarantee you anything.
I'm with you on that Tua thing. I want to see Tua. Matter of fact, I think Nick Saban's a little worried that his comments the other day, that Tua's been reading his press clippings and apparently forgot about the four interceptions the last two games against good competition.
Yeah, right. That's basically what it is right there. Let's see. How about this? Joe, with all those endorsements you do, you can't afford to pony up $100,000 for the naming rights to the Joe Rose recruiting room at the UM facility?
See, now those guys are baiting me into coming up with $100,000 over there. They're killing me.
Look at this.
Damn, I'm getting even with that Don Bailey. I'm going to get even with him. Now he's got the AD. They decided, I didn't go to school there. Can't give him $100,000.
You think if you throw in 100, like maybe Zach and I can get the bathrooms named after us, like inside your wing?
I want the men's one.
I'll take the women's room as long as I got my name up there.
really somebody gonna follow up on that?
I'm in for that.
Do I make the front of the sports page if I give 100?
Yeah.
No, no, not for 100.
Well, Barry Jackson at least write about you.
Well, the family, the one family, Sofer family gave damn near enough money to do the whole thing by themselves.
Well, I mean, if you're putting a couple extra zeros on that, or at least one more comma.
God bless that family.
Yeah, you need to put some real money up if you want to be on the front of the paper.
You're right. Put a half a mil. We'll have a really cool recruiting area.
What's going to
be in the recruiting? Wait a minute. What's in the recruiting room?
There's some couches and TVs.
Come in
video
here.
Game.
The Zach and Hollywood restrooms.
The Zach and Hollywood restrooms.
Come in here. We'd like to talk to you, son, a few minutes about our program. Sit down. You're the key to this thing. You come, stay home. We got a shot.
How about this? Someone said, Zach, don't be a hypocrite. How could you ask Armando a question about a topic and you want to skip over when people are texting about it with their opinions? Don't open the can of worms and try to shut it back up.
That is true.
It's a fair text. You're going to be a journalist. You can't be a part-time.
Go ahead. Give him a couple. Give him a couple.
All right. Omar's an idiot, but I was a little – oh, this one's ripping me. I don't know if I want to read it. Omar's an idiot, but I was a little disappointed in you, Zach. Why, when you didn't stop that cruise conversation the other day, you know better than I think. But you and Joe and friends are friends of an exiled community. I know this, so I didn't really get too upset. Thanks for bringing it up with Armando. Okay, so he's pissed and then not pissed, but he was happy I brought it up.
What was he mad about with us?
I don't know. Who knows? Everyone hates
First of all, then you're way too friggin' sensitive, whoever you are. Hey, we got to go to a break here. Ryan Fitzpatrick will join us when we come back. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. By the way, like, great food. Boy, I'm telling you, Anthony's cold fire pizza.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.